rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are picking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on this Halloween night. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us as we prepare for the first match in over 30 years for the Rochester Lancers this coming Friday in Syracuse. We'll be joined by the coach and GM of the team, Billy Andracki, and also back from Mexico with the International Report, our good friend Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. And now here's our host, who will be taking a road trip on Friday with me to see the Lancers return to action, Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, Andrew, and we're going to go tricks or treat after the show, so we see if we can get some cookies.
Hey, I got cookies right here for you. Come on.
To take them with us on the trip to Syracuse.
There you go.
But anyway, it's great to be here, and that's I'm just as anxious as you are to see the Lancers again after 30-plus years.
It's going to be very exciting. I got a chance to see the team play in a scrimmage game on Saturday, and boy, they look good. I tell you, there's some great talent out there. They have some great understanding, and there's some very, very exciting players that are going to be, some have already been announced, some will be announced this week, but I think when the full team is there in that first match against Syracuse, and then next Saturday night afternoon at 1 o'clock against Missouri, an experienced club at the Blue Cross Arena for the home opener, it's going to be fireworks, and I can't wait.
Well, you know, a lot of compliments go to the organization of the Lancers, and a lot of accolades to for Sam Fattuso for being the guy.
And Chris Wilmot, of course, the other owners of the Lancers, and Rich Randall has helped us out a lot in getting things together for the interviews and the player information. And I had a chance to talk to Joe Giuliano. He's very excited. He said he's glad he called a couple of Amherst games because it's a lot like hockey in a lot of ways. We'll talk to Billy Andracki about that when we have him on. But well, there's a couple of things I want to mention real quick before we get to our first break. Troy Roberts, the captain of the Rhinos, has re-signed, so we'll get to see him back in action. It's a big signing for the Rhinos for 2012, and also very happy to see that the success of the MLS playoffs going on, and soccer's really coming to the forefront here in the United States, and the MASL is going to kick it all the way through the winter.
And we want to remind that Christmas is around the corner, so if you want to buy a gift for your parents or your friends or your girlfriend or your whoever, now is the time to buy a season ticket for the Lancer as well as the season ticket for the Rhinos at discount prices.
And the Flash. Can't forget about the Flash.
Exactly.
Speaking of discounts, you have just less than 24 hours to buy your Lancer season tickets at the special preseason price. Season tickets of $130 for 10 games at the Blue Cross Arena, and also more than 10 games, actually. It comes out to $10 per match. And then the
Flash.
The Flash, but also the golden ticket for the Lancers. You want to be a season ticket holder for life, $500. But again, that's only good till end of day Tuesday, tomorrow, November 1st. So call the Lancers at 852-KICK or go to RochesterLancers.com for that information. So when we come back, Joe, we're going to have Billy Andracki. I'm sure he'll have a lot to say to us.
I'm sure. There's a lot of questions we want to ask him.
And we're going to have him on next. Billy Andracki, the Lancers coach and GM, next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
They're all together who keep the Addams Family.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their first home match in the MISL Saturday, November 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Missouri Comets. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting rochesterlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Until November 1st, season tickets are only $130 and golden season tickets, valid for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The 2011 WPS champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on this Halloween evening. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And Joe, I know you're very excited about this coming Friday, the return of the blue and gold, the Rochester Lancers, playing a meaningful match, their first match in the MISL against Syracuse. And you and I will be there too. We can't cheer. We're in the press box, but...
Well, we'll cheer anyway.
Okay.
No, it doesn't matter, but... I'm excited to see the blue and gold come back, you know, in the fold of sports, and I hope that their success will equal what we sever in the past.
It's going to be very exciting. And joining us right now is the head coach and GM of the Rochester Lancers, Billy Andracki. And Billy's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Call 872-KICK to get your season tickets. Special pricing is good only until tomorrow, November 1st. And the home opener is November 12th, 1 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena against the Missouri Comets. Billy, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Yes, you must be pretty busy right now. You know, you got so many players you're looking at, and we saw this. I was there at the scrimmage on Saturday against the Rochester All Stars, which featured Bill Sedgwick, by the way. He donned the tights again, but that was a great performance, and the players were really in sync. I thought they looked really great, and I tell you, Maurizio Salas, indoors, he is going to be deadly. The power of his shot is just going to. It's going to shock a lot of people when they see it at the home opener.
Yeah, I mean, Maurizio around the box and on set pieces, he's got an unbelievable shot. And not only his shot, but I think his experience and his knowledge of the game, when to get the ball in the corners, when to post up, how to hold the ball for incoming runners, whether it be midfielders or defenders, brings a pretty good dimension to our team. And I think with him and Dougie Miller right now are working real well together. I mean, obviously, Doug knows the runs to make, and Maurizio can find them, and if you can't find them, he'll knock it in the back of the net. So we're really happy to have Maurizio, and he's a great outdoor player as well, and he loves Rochester, so it's good to have him aboard.
Hey, Billy, Joe Suriani here. This is your first year coaching and general manager besides that, so your days are most full. I bet you're working 24 hours a day. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and if the job that you took is just what you expect or is a lot more than what you expected.
It's a lot more and more than that. Let's just put it that way. The day starts roughly around 6:30 in the morning and then goes. I usually don't stop talking to agents or players until probably 11 o'clock at night. So it's been a lot of work, but I've enjoyed it, and I the office part of it is I can deal without, but dealing with players, coming to know the players and bringing the, that's what I'm enjoying. I really do like to see the way that our team has developed from preseason. We started this process in July, and here we are, 4 days away from the first game. So it's been a good process. I think we've come across some really good players that I don't think we would have seen if we didn't do this. If we didn't go out and do the combines and look at other players. So I've enjoyed it. Let's just put it that way.
One of the advantages that you got is, I believe that your experience in your private business life, and secondly, you've been a player. And now you're the general manager of the team, and in signing the player and dealing with the player, you have the advantage of knowing what player is expecting, as well as what the business part of it. How do you find that situation? Is it helping you or in dealing with the players signing or, well, what?
Well, I mean, being in business, obviously, it teaches you how to manage your time, that's for sure, and what it takes to be successful. But I don't think anything really prepares you when dealing with players. The hardest part of the job has been so far when you bring in, when the guys out there just put 100% into what they're doing, and there's a lot of sacrifices made by a lot of players, some traveling across country, and then having to tell those players that, although they worked their butts off for a week and a half, they're not going to make the team. That doesn't really, nothing can prepare you for that part of the job. But leading up to this, being around the coaches like Bob Lilly and also being around the great coaches in the past of the Rhinos like Urkeley, Lori Calloway, I think those things have really prepared me to be in the situation I am in now. But I don't think anything can prepare you for the general manager side of it, that's for sure.
It's quite a task here with Billy Andracki, the coach and general manager of the Rochester Lancers, opening up this Friday night at the On Center in Syracuse against Tommy Tanner and the Syracuse Silver Knights. And I know Sam has talked to us on the show, Bill, about the rivalry with Syracuse, how important that's going to be for the fans, for both cities, to really get the people excited about the team, having that close rivalry, not only just with Rochester and Syracuse being so geographically close together, but also Tommy, of course, being a former member of the Rhinos with yourself, playing for so many years and having such great success, and now he's going to be in charge of Syracuse and you and Rochester. I think it's a great enticement to get people into the stands for that local rivalry, just like when the Amherst play the Syracuse Crunch or the Bandits play the Rochester Nighthawks. It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a great rivalry. I mean, Tommy and I played together, we certainly never wanted to lose when we played each other. So I think this is going to translate onto the field. So I think there's no better team to start playing than Syracuse this Friday night. So, you know, this we'll see them quite a bit, and this will give us a gauge of where we are through this process we've started through the preseason. So we're looking forward to it, that's for sure.
Billy, as far as the team is concerned, have you got the roster already complete, or are you still looking on players, you know, you're going to announce soon?
Well, I pretty much have 16 guys signed now. We got 2 spots available. So we're still looking for some experience to come into the back and into the middle, but overall I think I'm pretty satisfied with where we are right now. So, you know, we have a lot of young guys and some experienced guys, and I think the experienced guys will help the younger guys that can get up and down the field learn the game. So I'm pretty happy where we're at.
Well, I know that the remaining players that have officially been announced, and I won't refer to them by name, but let's just say the goalie or the 2 goalies that we have on the roster, I think the fans are going to be very excited. One a very familiar name, and another one who is a experienced player in the indoor game, not necessarily the MISL indoor game, but the other indoor soccer that many of us know. I was watching him. He's playing goalie for the Rochester All-Stars in the first half of that scrimmage, and he was just all over the field and making incredible reaction saves. And again, I'll let you talk more about this this pair of keepers that we have. Maybe not even mentioning their names, but at least giving us an idea of what we're going to see on the field on Friday.
Well, I think we have 2 good goalies. I mean, one thing in indoor game, you need experienced goalkeepers. But I think I really have 2 keepers that are bring a little bit of a dimension, different dimension to the game. So one goalkeeper has extremely good foot skills, extremely cat-like reflexes. The other one, I think that a lot of people in this area will know, appreciate his ability to play the position. I mean, it's a crucial spot to have, and the fact that I don't have that 5-year veteran that's out there, I need 2 guys that are going to compete every day and work hard and to learn the game. So I think that's what I have in those 2 guys. So I think the fans will be excited to see what I got. I mean, the goalkeeping position is not a position you can take lightly. I mean, you better have somebody back there to keep the ball out of the net, but also be able to be that catalyst to get the offense going. And I think that the 2 guys I got, I think I have that. So
yeah, I know there's another player that I know Joe will be very happy. I believe we have somebody from the old country playing for us this year, and actually a pretty famous name in that country, but not necessarily for soccer, more for television, from what Sam was telling me. But I know that will certainly be very happy for all the Italian fans out there, that they'll have a player that they can identify with.
Yeah, I mean, we have a diversified group, let's just put it that way. So there's a couple different languages being spoken now in the locker room that I don't know of. But we got a good group of guys, and the guys that get along, they'll fight for each other, and regardless of who's in the field, they're all going to be wearing the same jerseys. They're gonna battle for each other, that's for sure.
Well, Billy, Friday, it's just a few days away. What's in the program from now until Friday?
Well, I mean, today we prepared. We played. We had to get our shift work in. We had to go over a little bit of defending as well, one-on-one defending. I think one thing that's overlooked in the indoor game that is really not put emphasis put on the outdoor game is staying with your runners. And that's one thing that we worked on today. And the rest of the week we'll get into shift work and power plays and shorthanded and set pieces. So we'll build towards Friday. I mean, today's going to be a hard day for the guys who get double sessions. They get a fitness session over at World Gym, where we'll do some kind of CrossFit fitness session. And then tomorrow we'll go hard again, and we'll start ramping it down until Friday. So, you know, I woke up this morning and I had butterflies already, so I've been a little bit more. It feels like playing again, let's just put it that way. It's a great feeling.
Certainly, and well, I was speaking with Joe Giuliano, who's going to be the voice of the Rochester Lancers, and we're talking about just watching the game. For the non-soccer fan, the way the game, the way the players move and the way they cover and things like that is very similar to hockey, that you have the defenders have to shift around and circle and come back and play defense. very similarly with the changing on the fly. So I think for the non-soccer fan, they're going to see a lot of similarities with hockey in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, that's, as a defender, you got to be able to attack just like in hockey. Midfielders, you got to be able to defend, and forwards, you got to have to defend. So, it's a change on the fly kind of system. So, I mean, you're on about a minute and 30, and you're off a minute and 30. So it's a continuous flowing game. One thing that's different than hockey is the set pieces. Set pieces are crucial. Top of the box, you don't want to give up those set pieces, whether it's foul in your defensive third or top of the box infringements, which is called a legal procedure. 3-point violations, if somebody kicks the ball over three lines, the other team gets the ball in their yellow line at the free kick, and even corner kicks. You don't want to give up those set pieces, because those are when you get punished, and that's the good teams will find a way to score on you, as we'll try and do that to them. So, I think the fans are going to love this game. It's a big arena, and there'll be a lot of up and down, that's for sure.
Billy, just one last question for me anyway. Knowing the teams that are in the league, which team you think is the most going to be the most successful?
No, I think Baltimore for sure. I mean, they got a good core guys. They were in the championship last year. They've won, I think, 5 championships over the last 7 years. So they got some dangerous guys. They got Millwood up top who holds the ball. They got Warren Yuka, who played here a long time ago. He's extremely proficient up front. Max Ferdinand, who played for the Rhinos, is speedy and crafty through the middle. They got a goalkeeper who's an all-star in Sagu. Then you got Milwaukee, who won the championship last year with Greg Howes, who's back, who played here. They got a quality team, and Kansas City's going to be strong. But we can't really worry about other teams right now. We got to worry about taking care of business on our end, being as good as we can be, and get better every single training and every game leading up to the finals or leading up to the playoffs, where we feel that we're going to be. So, we can only control what we do. So we'll start this Friday, and hopefully we get a win.
And then, of course, you mentioned about the Baltimore Blast. Another former Rhino who you played with in '96, Danny Kelly, has been coaching there for a number of years now. So another, this is a former Rhinos coach almost half the teams in this league, which is pretty incredible. And I know that the fans will certainly be excited to see all of the teams that come into the Blue Cross Arena this year. Bill, I know you're swamped with work. We really appreciate you taking time for us today, and getting everything ready for this Friday night, the return of the Lancers after more than 30 years, and we're very excited about it. And I know that the 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against Missouri, 1 p.m., will be a great experience, and the fans are going to come out and support you guys. So we'll see you on Friday in Syracuse, and best of luck to you and all the guys.
Hey, guys, thanks for the support, and we look forward to seeing you and the fans out either at Syracuse or on the 12th. We're here for sure.
Thanks, Billy. Have a good one.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Billy Andracki here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, Joe, I am so excited about this. This is going to be great for Rochester soccer fans. And also just bringing the Lancers name back. And then, of course, with the Hall of Fame on the 19th, we get all the former Lancers from the NASL back here and honoring them. It's going to be so exciting. I think the fans are going to be very, very happy with what they see on the field.
Well, it certainly is going to be something that's going to be remembered for a long time. Just like you said, the return and the induction of what Sam is proposed to do, bringing back some of the people that that is sort of the pioneers of soccer, and I being one of them, I just feel honored and thankful and to Sam and the Lance organization of the present, because they are trying to do what is right, and certainly, no accolades can be given more than just to say that Sam is trying to do the right thing, and I just hope that everything works out for him.
Well, this Friday night, we'll see what happens. 7:30 kickoff at the On Center in Syracuse, just down the road, an hour and a half. Very easy drive. Supposed to be a nice evening to drive. Rochester Lancers and the Syracuse Silver Knights, the first ever match for the Lancers in the MISL. When we come back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we'll be joined by Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll get all the latest international news, and we'll find out about what happened down in Mexico for Dick in the FIFA meetings and the Pan American Games. I know he's very proud Canadian that his women's team won the gold medal. And we'll talk to Dick next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
More than 20,000 watts of news power every day.
You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great price.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Don't forget, get your Christmas shopping done at Top Notch. They have all your monogramming needs, t-shirts for the Grateful Dead to reggae, and of course, old school Rochester Lancers jerseys and t-shirts and hats, etc. Get them at Top Notch Monogramming. Talk to Tony there. 248-2650 is the number. Dick, how you doing?
Not too bad at all, Andrew.
Hey, welcome back to the good old Canada thing. I was going to say, welcome back to the good old days.
A little bit cooler in Canada than it was in Guadalajara, but it's nice to be home again.
Do you speak Spanish?
Un poco.
Un poco. But then...
you guys are speaking the wrong language.
So, Dick, what did you talk about today, Andrew?
What did you do down in Mexico regarding for the FIFA standpoint?
Well, it was a FIFA / CONCACAF seminar for general secretaries and technical directors of all the member associations in CONCACAF. So, with the exception of the USA and the Cayman Islands, every other country was represented there, and we had very good discussions about the roles and responsibilities of technical directors and how they should work with general secretaries in each of the member associations. So there's a lot of discussions and a lot of good, I think, came out of this, because it's the first time ever that these important people in each national association have had a combined meeting.
Well, why not the USA, Dick?
Well, there was no reason given, but it would have been great to have had the technical director from the U.S. and as well as Dan Flynn, the general secretary, but it was not to be, and unfortunately, as I say, they couldn't join in the discussions because there was a lot of good cooperative ventures being discussed with all the different countries working together, and it would certainly have helped if there had been representatives from the U.S. soccer.
Can you disclose some of the things that you guys discussed that would impact soccer in general?
Well, it was basically a case of FIFA outlining all the programs that they make available to national associations, and some figures that really shocked, I think, people that were present, because FIFA in the period 2007 to 2011 spent $800 million on development programs. And add in some other unique development programs, it's close to $1 billion. And these are facts and figures that people are not really too aware of. But FIFA offer a wide variety of programs to member associations, whether it's building facilities, whether it's courses, whether it's assistance with regards to any technical aspects of the game. And it certainly is something that a lot of the associations weren't aware of, and that was one of the presentations, and then the general secretaries got together and discussed some common issues that they have to deal with every day. And the technical directors talked about technical programs and maybe the implementation of a CONCACAF coaching license, which is something that has been mentioned over the years, but now maybe is the time to implement something for the confederation, because most other confederations have their own coaching license, and CONCACAF at the present time do not have one for member associations. So lots of good discussions. And then a big bonus, Andrew, was seeing Canada win gold with regards to the women's competition in the Pan Am Games. So that was a real bonus for me.
I was just going to talk to you about that. It was the heroine was actually interesting. The person who was the sideline reporter at the WPS Championship game, who was there with Christine Sinclair and Candace Chapman, and of course was singing the accolades of Ashlyn Harris making the big save in the penalty shootout, was Karina LeBlanc, and she became the heroine herself, saving two penalties, I believe, in the shootout against Brazil, after actually Candace Chapman hit the post in her fifth attempt and open the door for a possibly Brazil to go to extra penalties. But it is a great performance by Canada. Of course, Christine Sinclair once again just shining in international competition, doing a great job and helping to lead Canada to the gold medal.
It was great. You know, 2 minutes from the end, she got on the end of the cross and put the ball in the back of the net to tie things up, and then, you know, a very evenly contested game. In fact, Canada arguably had better chances. So John Hedman had done an excellent job. The new coach has been brought in from the New Zealand national team. Would be very satisfied with the performance of the team because, as I say, for long periods in the game, they really look good against what is always a very good Brazilian team. And then, of course, when you go into penalty kick, it's always a little bit of a lottery. But Karina LeBlanc was more than up to it, and she had an outstanding game throughout the whole of the 90 minutes next to time, and you felt that she was going to be the difference, and she was in the end. But the great thing, Andrew, and Joe, I'm sure, attest to this, was at the end of the game, you know, we know one team is going to be absolutely devastated and the other team sort of high as kites, so to speak. And I was just so delighted to see the players from both teams sort of condoling, you know, each other because of what had gone on, and the girl that missed the penalty for Brazil. You know, several of the Canadian players went over and, you know, gave her a hug. And you're not going to see this, I don't think, at the male level, but the spirit of playing the game, the officiating, the sense of fair play, and, as I say, the way the two teams respected each other at the end, the final whistle, I thought was a credit to the game.
I think, you know, Dick, to confirm what you're saying, we've seen this in Rochester with, the flesh, that whether they won or lost, they, you know, there was the camaraderie after the game that not exist in the men's game, and that makes you feel that, perhaps, you know, they do the things that they got to do during the game, but at the end of the game, winning or losing, they have respect for one another. And it's a plus to the sport.
No, it's great. And as I say, we rarely see that. You know, if it had been a men's final and it had gone that way, then I'm sure one team would have walked right off the field and just let the winners take the plaudits from the crowd. But no, that this was not the case this time around. And it was a credit to both teams. And in fact, when I was leaving Guadalajara on Friday morning, the Brazilian team was leaving on their flight back to Rio at the same time. And they're still devastated, you know, with regards to the final result, but they're very gracious about the Canadian team, which is, I think, tremendous.
Well, that was exactly what happened on the field in Guadalajara is exactly the opposite of what happened at Red Bull Arena on Sunday when the Red Bulls and LA played in the first leg of the quarterfinals. There was a pretty bad melee at the end of the match, and I'm actually watching it right here on the MLS soccer.com site. Rafi Marquez threw the game ball at Landon Donovan, and then Adam Crisman got in, and Stephen Keogh, and ended up Marquez and Juninho were both red carded after the match and will miss the second leg in LA, but unbelievable fireworks at Red Bull Arena, and even Hans Bacca is now coming out saying that the Red Bulls are going to be the first team to beat LA at the Home Depot Center this season. They've not lost a match there yet, so definitely some bad blood between these two clubs.
There is, and players with very short fuses. You know, you mentioned Rafa Marquez, who joined the season, has had quite the season both on and off the field, and it's unfortunate, but these players know each other so well, with Landon Donovan and Rafa Marquez have locked horns, as we know, in international games, World Cup qualifying and Gold Cup. So there's a lot of history at stake there, but in those kinds of situations, you have to keep your composure. I know it's easier said than done, but really, if you're going to win a championship, you have to rely on experienced players sort of coming through and providing that experience rather than just the opposite and being suspended for future games.
Well, now, that's just one more thing for Joe. I'm watching the tape at the very end. They're showing the replay of how it all started. And Rafi Marquez goes into it with Adam Crisman because Crisman took objection. And I'm just watching it. Rafa Marquez just fell down holding his hands like he had been shot from a cannon and nobody even touched him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I have no respect for Rafi Marquez whatsoever. And of course, you know, Dave Sarakin's out there trying to make peace with the players, but that's going to be an interesting match coming up this week with LA and the Red Bulls. Joe,
it certainly will. But you're right, Andrew. And it is so difficult for match officials, isn't it, when you get these players with the simulation, and it really does bring the game into disrepute and brings, I think, fair criticism from fans of other sports when they see this happening, of players going down for no apparent reason and feigning injury. It really is a blight to the game, and you'd like to be able to provide a solution to it all, but it's always going to be the case, and we see it time in and time out, and it's unfortunate, and you'd like to see even the teams that those players play for sort of saying, look, we know what you're up to. Let's just cut that out. Let's play the game the way it should be played.
Well, you know, Dick, it brings back to one thing that we always talked about. It brings back to the referee. And sometimes the referee are made to be the villains. But the reality of the things that in the occasion, just as we've been discussing, I think that those guys, the player themselves, make life very miserable for the referees to be able to control the game. Because, you know, the shenanigans like that, players fall down with no apparent reason. You don't see that in the women's game that we were talking about. They are resilient. They go on the ground. They fall down. They get tackled. They don't make no gesture. They don't become actors. They're just players. And you know, I have a lot of love for the women's soccer game because it's more pure, it's more genuine, and that's the way soccer is supposed to be. Where the men's game, with all the money that they get, they are getting corrupt, and they look for all the little angles that they can get a penalty or they can get a free kick or whatever, and just it's a disgrace to the game, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely, I concur 100%, Joe. It's something that is a blight to the game, and unfortunately young players see this happening at the professional level, and it spreads down into, you know, the younger age groups, which is unfortunate.
Well, you mentioned the other MLS games. We want to slight them. A couple of more road victories, surprising ones. Houston beating Philadelphia at PPL Park 2-1. Kansas City going into Colorado and winning 2-0 against the defending champions. The only home team to win was Real Salt Lake, and they won convincingly 3-0 over Seattle. So it's going to be a tough match for the Sounders, even with 35,000-40,000 people cheering them on. They're going to have to make up 3 goals against Salt Lake, and that's going to be difficult. I think it's going to be an interesting playoff, but again, I think LA is the clear favorite, especially this was the one match they had to win was in New York, because the rest of the matches, if they go through, will all be played at the Home Depot Center, where they have not lost all season. So I think they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, they are, and of course, when you look at David Beckham's situation and whether he will continue on with the LA Galaxy, obviously, it will be great for him in that regard.
And, of course, the Galaxy also in the CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinals, along with Toronto FC. What a great job the Reds did to win in Dallas 3-0. And now they will play in February or March, I believe it is, in very cold conditions. And that's going to be a tough match for anybody, especially if it's one of the Mexican or Caribbean teams having to go into a very cold environment and playing against Toronto.
Yeah, they say the best game of the season for that game in Dallas, and were full value for the victory. And it, I think, meant the season finished on a relatively high note, because, of course, their performances in the league season were very poor, or very inconsistent, for want of a better word. But it's still work in progress for Adam Winter and Bob de Klerk and the coaching staff, and I'm sure that they will make some more additions over the winter and be very much in contention, because it would be tremendous for Toronto FC, of course, to get into the latter stages of CONCACAF Champions League and the chance to play in the World Club Cup.
That would be amazing. And Joe, I know that you have some things you want to add to this, too.
I want to go back to the Women's League, and I want to ask Dick his thought about Magic Jack be thrown out. How do you see the situation with the women's league?
Well, it's, you know, we're down to, what is it, 5 teams now with the departure of Magic Jack. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's any more franchises wanting to come into the league, because you really need, I think, a minimum 8, possibly 10 teams for a league. And the departure of Magic Jack doesn't surprise me, because of some of the things that apparently came out through the season where they weren't willing to abide by some of the rules and regulations with women's professional soccer, and were just doing their own thing. And it's unfortunate, because there's such a quality players with Abby Wambach and Hope Solo and company playing for them. But it's testing times, obviously, for the WS, but hopefully the women's professional soccer can get some one or two more franchises and continue, because as we've seen with the Western New York Flash, it was great to see some of the games last season and the quality of players that were on display. Of course, you can't say any more than, you know, if you've got a Christine Sinclair and a Marta playing along with some very other talented players, it's great for young women who are watching the games and going to see games in Rochester.
Well, you know, because of this, there was a rumor a couple of weeks ago that Abby Wambach was interviewed, and she made an assertion that She didn't know things can happen that she could come and play in Rochester. How would you see Christine Sinclair and Abby Wambach on the same team? I mean, there would be a good combination.
What a combination, and Marta as well. You know, what a triumvirate of attacking players. You know, the mind boggles at how effective they would be. But I think the key thing now is to hopefully get other investors into women's professional soccer and get the league on a solid footing and, you know, looking to the future.
Well, the women's national teams will be competing this January in Vancouver, the hometown of Christine Sinclair, for the right to go to the Olympic Games in London. And speaking of London, there was a very interesting match that was held over the weekend in London between Arsenal and Chelsea. And I just got to say this, when you have a player the great talent of Robin van Persie, a player who can literally carry a team on his back, he scored 7 goals in his last 3 matches for Arsenal, league matches, which is just unbelievable. He's now top of the Premiership, and it shows that the addition of one player can make all the difference. And Arsenal's flying high right now, and Chelsea was shell-shocked. But Everton, why couldn't Everton get a point at least against Manchester United? You've got to talk to these guys. You know, I was counting on them to get a result.
I felt badly because they certainly gave a good account of themselves. You thought maybe by the end of the game, with all the pressure, they could have got the equaliser. Arguably, I think they could have had a penalty kick with Evra's foul late in the game on the young Everton striker, but it was not to be, and Manchester United got what I'm sure for Sir Alex Ferguson a very necessary result, because teams going into to play Everton know they're always going to be up against a well-organized, a well-coached team that sometimes has difficulty in putting the ball in the back of the net, and that was the case certainly against Manchester United. But the one game, as I say, the 5-3 game, great for the neutrals, but certainly not if you're a Chelsea fan.
Yeah, well, I said Van Persie is—you can see what kind of a world. Oh, he is truly a world-class player, and you see how much Arsenal missed him when he was injured. And the Arsenal's really struggled at the beginning, but now they're really on fire, and they don't have to worry about playing extra matches this year. Really, I think they're going to concentrate on getting into the top
three.
And
it's great now, and it's obviously being played this afternoon. But Newcastle United, another team unbeaten in the Premiership, that have really shocked a few people. Tottenham showing some excellent form of late, and of course, dare we mention, of course, Juventus in Italy, Joe.
Definitely, I mean,
good win.
Go ahead.
Yes, they have a big win on Saturday, Joe.
Oh, definitely the big win against Inter. You know, there is one thing to be said about Juventus, is that not having to play, championship game or premiership game, UEFA game, that's an asset for them, because they get a lot of more rest, where Inter, Roma, and Naples, they have European commitment. So I think that, you know, what's really happening in all over the world now, and even in the United States with the MLS playoff, players don't get enough rest. They play three four games in a week's time.
Yeah, so, and it's therefore, tough, Joe, isn't it? Because the thing is that you basically need 48 hours to recover completely from the demands of a game that places unique demands on players. And if you've got, as you mentioned, midweek games in Europe, you had to travel and play games in the middle of the week and then return to play domestic games at the weekend, tie in with that your fact that you may be playing for the national team, and it is very demanding on players. And certainly in the sport of soccer, you do need the regeneration time following a game.
That's why you're seeing the League Cup, you're seeing the reserve teams and the younger players playing in these competitions, and even the FA Cup is suffering because of that, because the money's in the league and in the European competitions, the Champions League or the Europa League, so Europa Cup.
Yeah, there's lots of demands,
It certainly is, and it's. I think it's only going to get as the money increases and the demands on the players. You're just going to need to see bigger squads and more players being available, so you can mix and match and have these guys in reserve. But one last thing, Dave. There was an interesting rumor that has floated. I don't know if Joe, if you heard about this, that they're thinking. This is Chelsea, of course. Next year, they're thinking about Edson Cavalli, the great striker from Napoli, possibly moving to Chelsea next year to maybe replace either Anelka or Didier Drogba. That would be a very, very interesting.
It all depends on how much money they're willing to pay.
Exactly. No, Abramovich has unlimited funds.
Yeah, and then when you look at Didier Drogba, maybe certainly Patrick Anelka, either of those two. And don't be surprised if either one or both end up in Major League Soccer. You never know down the road. Because Drogba, I've seen interviews where he said he would not mind playing in North America. And same with Patrick Anelka. So stay tuned in those respects.
But obviously, either one of those pickups would be a big coup for the Montreal Impact with from Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, or Nicolas Anelka from France. I mean, that'd be a perfect international star to bring into Montreal for next season.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. It would be whether Joey Saputo has opened up the bank, so to speak, to pay these players, because it certainly would not be cheap. But what a coup if you could get either of these two players to play for the Montreal team in their first their debut in the Major League Soccer. It would be tremendous for the game.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, Dick. Thanks as always for joining us, and we'll be talking to you again next week. Hopefully, a little bit less jet lagged or recovering from a trip.
No problem, guys. Always a pleasure to chat to you. Take care.
We're certainly going to see you on the 19th.
Yeah, look forward to meeting you all on the 19th.
Very good.
Thank you, Dick.
Yeah. Bye for now.
Bye bye. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer's Kicking the Grass, and Dick will be, he's not going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, but he will be attending, and we will likely have some input into the festivities in the Hall of Fame.
He can be your color commentator.
That may happen, too, but we're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on Soccer's Kicking the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their first home match in the MISL Saturday, November 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Missouri Comets. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Until November 1st, season tickets are only $130 and golden season tickets, valid for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk.
Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins Deli Meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We wrap it up on this Halloween night. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And Joe, I've already got the car gassed up. I got the on-center plugged into my GPS, ready to go for Friday night. 7:30 kickoff, the Lancers and the Syracuse Silver Knights in MISL action.
That'll be the first time that we see a game in indoor with the Lancers in full gear, so I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I certainly am. And then, of course, in the home opener next Saturday, the 12th, 1 p.m., afternoon kickoff. So all you kids out there, get your parents to take you. All you seniors out there who are Lancer fans in the day, it's during the day on a Saturday. What else do you got to do? Come to the Blue Cross Arena and see the Rochester Lancers in action for the first time at home in over 30 years.
So, and the time is?
1 o'clock on Saturday. The game on Friday starts at 7:30. So yeah, right after work, head over to Syracuse, grab a bite to eat, and then head over to the match. And so I want to thank Billy Andracki for coming on the show. Also, Rich Randall from the Lancers, and of course, Soccer Sam Fantuzzo as well, and Dick Howard for joining us from Toronto. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com. Say something in Italian, Joe.
Buona notte and happy Halloween.
Good night, everyone.
Halloweeny.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.